Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined today by USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and school board member Leah Flyder here as we get previewed tonight's meeting here. The school board meets at 6:30 tonight at the Robinson Education Center. And one thing we always like to highlight here are the donations and grants that will be announced.
Brandon, I'd be happy to do that. We always like to be able to thank individuals that support the schools in so many different ways. And the donations and grants for this evening's board meeting, we've got $6,253 grant award allocation from Kansas State Department of Education, Child Nutrition and Wellness, to USD 383 Food Service to support existing programs in our food service department. $4,150 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Preschool for behavioral and mental health personnel and costs associated with extended child care services. Both of those are very important. $12,000 cash grant from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Preschool for reduced fees for families. $1,000 award allocation from Manhattan Ogden Public School Foundation to Marlatt Elementary for teacher support. And then $665 cash donation from Manhattan Cross Country Club to Northview Elementary for PE class supplies. So the total for this board meeting is $24,068. So thank you for all those contributions.
Wow, that is just fantastic. Always good to hear all the generosity here in our community. Moving on to new business here tonight. You're going to be talking here a little bit more about the bond. I know we're about a month out since that was approved.
Yeah, and we're already looking at hiring some staff to help the district administer that bond. So what we have tonight is a couple of positions, construction owner's representative and a bond and construction accountant. So I'm going to start with the accountant part first. You know, we have a fairly small accounting staff in the district as it is, and with a $129.5 million bond issue, we feel it would be a better use of the taxpayers' money and the district's employee time to hire a dedicated position to just handle the financial transactions associated with the bond issue. Dr. Wade, do you want to add anything to that?
I would add that looking at this position, like we do when we add other positions, is with the load that the current business department has, when we look at making sure that we want to make sure that everything we do is correct, of course, in this, that there would end up being considerable overtime for those individuals,
yeah,
for them to take this duty on, and that rather than paying overtime for them to take on additional duties, it makes more sense to hire somebody and hold them responsible and accountable for making sure we get all these things right. So this position is being added for that purpose.
All right. And this is a whole process here of getting things from design to actual construction here. I guess, can you talk a little bit to what that process is like?
Oh, gosh. Yes, I can. Let me start with this, that part of, you know, there's the $129.5 million and selling the bonds and getting all that closed out. We're working on that this month, that we'll have all of that taken care of by December 20th. There's also the aspect, as Leah was mentioning, getting the owner's representative that's going to represent us throughout this process. We've done that in the past with the last bond
mm-hmm.
issue, and we're going to continue. We had good results with that, and we'll continue that here. There's a job description for the board to approve tonight, for them to consider for approval. We've also put out requests for qualifications for the architect, for construction management at risk. We've met with, done the review on the responses for the architect, request for qualifications, and now we're going through the next part, which is the request for proposals. So those firms that have been selected are going to submit their proposals and then be interviewed by our entire board January 7th. Along a parallel line is the construction manager at risk, going through a similar process where those firms will be selected to come in and interview with the board January 14th. So we're looking at within the next 5 weeks having the bonds will be done, our owner's representative will be hired, the accounting individual, that position would be added. We'll have our architect, we'll have our construction manager get going on this process. Yeah, we're we're gonna do a good job. We're gonna honor all the promises we made, but we're also going to do it on a fast track. And part of what we'll be looking at from these firms is what can they do with all the multiple projects we've got to make sure that we use the time we have as best as possible. And I'd love to see some dirt being moved. You know, as soon as kids get out for the summer, that we're out there working right away. So that's you know, kind of in a nutshell that. And I'd encourage people to go to our website. You know, and our website had a lot of information about the bond campaign, but we're continuing to use that website mm-hmm. as a place for people to go. It's got the financial documents. It's got our request for qualifications. It's got our tentative timeline for the construction projects. All of that's still on our website. So please, you know, anybody that wants to know more about it, wants to follow along, go to our website. It's a great source of information.
And, you know, Brandon, we met with our bond counsel last Wednesday, and he told us that we're able to lock in a slightly lower interest rate for the bonds. We had, when we were doing our education campaign, we were estimating about 4.1% interest rate, and it's actually coming in at 4.01. So a little bit of a break there, break for everybody, break for the taxpayers. So that was some nice news. As we get started,
something I'd like to add too, as I'm thinking of it, is that yes, taxes are going to fund this project, so there is going to be an mm-hmm. increase in the levy. But I looked at districts we benchmark against. Where are they at in terms of their levy? Our bond and interest levy is going to go up from 10 to approximately 18. But looking at other districts, that still puts us. Even after that goes into effect, puts us lower than Blue Valley, Olathe, Spring Hill, Gardner-Edgerton, DeSoto, Circle, Andover, a lot of them we compare to. I think Shawnee Mission might be lower than ours, but a lot of those that we look at are still going to be higher even after this goes into effect. So that just helps me keep perspective about where we lie in comparison to others.
All right. I believe we have a caller waiting on the line here, and let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You are on In Focus.
Building. Out in the real world, in school districts, they have a fee on every new house that's built. Every bedroom has a $1,000 fee on it to help with the schools. And that way, the people coming into town that are the demanders of the school being built help to pay for it. And, of course, we're going to do that song and dance with you about wanting to have local contractors. And also out in the real world, they evaluate the contractors so we don't have a low-ball bidder coming in from Nixon, Missouri again, like has happened with you in the past, and have someone come in that has no competency. They do not have to take the low bid. They can evaluate the people that are wanting to come in here and steal the money from you. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for those comments. If it's okay, I'll jump in real quick on both of those. That the lowball piece, that's one of the reasons we're looking at construction manager at risk, that individual will have input with the architect in the district and our owner's rep in the design process. And then from that, there will be that guaranteed maximum price. And then that construction manager at risk is going to be responsible for overseeing the construction. And we feel like that, for one thing, that allows us to look at the merit of the proposals we get as opposed to being stuck with a low bid. So we don't want that. And we do want to make sure that we have, you know, everybody always says that. Now we've really got to do it. That we get the right people and hold them accountable to do the jobs on time and on or under budget. So we're definitely aware of that. We've heard that plenty from the community, and deservedly so. The other aspect about the fees, I'm familiar with that from a previous district where we did negotiate through the planning department that every home that was built had a certain fee that was set aside to go to the schools to help offset the cost of schools, the actual building, the brick-and-mortar schools for the kids that would be living in that house. We don't have that here. We've had some discussion about it, but I certainly understand where you're coming from, because people are going to pay one way or the other, and that is a way to get the people who create the need for the schools directly to more directly pay for it. So thank you for those comments.
And again, that's a big ticket item here tonight, the new business bond staff positions. Let's take a look. Well, we've got a few more minutes here, but head to next week's meeting. Leah, I know you wanted to highlight.
Yeah, real quick, I just want to highlight that we have winter sports underway, basketball, wrestling, boys swimming, and bowling. Kudos to both of the basketball teams who played for the championships of the Hayes Shootouts last week. That was really exciting, so great start to their session. Lots of winter concerts coming up in the next several weeks, so please check out USD383.org for that information. Winter break starts on the 20th of December, and students will be back on Thursday, January 3rd. Now, tonight is the MHS Choir Concert in Rizak Auditorium. That's at 7 o'clock. It's going to be awesome as usual. Next meeting will be December 19th. We're really looking forward to that because we are inviting in our local legislators to discuss with us some of our hopes for the 2019 legislative session and also some of our concerns. And what we're really looking forward to is we have invited to attend this year for the first time our new representative Susie Carlson. She's from Clay Center. And her legislative district encompasses part of Ogden. That includes Ogden Elementary School. So we will be inviting her to join Senator Tom Hawk, Representative Tom Phillips, Representative Sidney Carlin, Representative Ron Hyland, and I think I'm missing someone. But anyway, you know, our local legislators who have been representing us for a few years, and we hope that they can all begin to kind of establish a relationship, not only with the board and administration, but between themselves to work together for Manhattan Ogden Public Schools.
Yeah, it won't be too long before we're talking.
No, January 14th, I think, is the date. So.
All right, well, we'll be looking forward to that. Anything else before we let you guys go here?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for being here, and good luck at your meeting here tonight. Hope it all goes well.
Okay, thank you,
thanks.
Brandon.
Dr. Marvin Wade, Leah Fleiter, our guests here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We'll return after this.